Well, howdy guys. Now, here's another Femon teacher who's 37 years of age and has admitted to having sexual contact with a couple of her students. Well, it was found out she was having sexual contact with one student, and the other student came forward afterwards. So you can bet you there's more. Even though the students, one was 18, I think, and one was 17. It's the betrayal of trust. Of course, as we all know, this is like a pandemic. But it's been going on a lot longer than you think. Males are starting to come forward. Can you imagine what it's like many years ago accusing a femon of doing something like that? They wouldn't believe you. It doesn't say whether this femon is married or has a boyfriend. But usually they do, don't they? Because femons are the biggest cheaters. If you look at the statistics, far more than males. Of course, she resigned from her job, and I think she's going to be put on the sex register. She hasn't been sentenced yet, but they're talking jail time for sure. Which is unusual in a case where femon's involved. As we know, they get the soft treatment. But let's not forget how loud the femon screamed when a male teacher was caught having sex with one of their students. The shaming language, the disgusting names they called him. It's funny how the femons are very, very quiet when it is actually a femon. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But is it really news anymore? As you see this sort of thing, where femons are the sexual predator, every other day now. You take it easy, guys.